So I got no idea how this thing works just yet. So this is a bit of a trial because everyone else has kids and they've gone to bed. I'm just up here drinking a scotch by myself thinking about how we're going to do you versus me. Is that even what we're going to call it? I don't think so. The guy's probably going to overrule me on that one. But maybe we start with cats versus dogs because cats are assholes and everyone knows it. Even people who own cats, they definitely know it. The internet's full of videos of cats being assholes. Dogs, on the other hand, dogs have jobs. Dogs love you. Cats just want you to feed them. They don't even get excited about it. Dogs, on the other hand, love that you feed them. So after giving this some more thought, I figured that tonight isn't a you versus me. It's me just saying why I don't like cats and why I prefer dogs, and no one's here to tell me differently. So I'm going to continue doing that now. Cats, they're murderers. That's all they do, murder. Leave them in the house, I'll find something to murder if it's not alive. Let them outside of the house and I'll bring every bird, lizard, small possum, big possum they can find. And they'll go out of their way to kill the bastards. They're not even protecting anything, they're just doing it for damn fun. Dogs, on the other hand, oh Christ, they just want to protect their family. Can you blame them for tearing a lizard or possum in two? I certainly can't. So continuing on the murderous intent part. I mean, cats in Australia, it's not good, man. There's nothing good about it. Whether you're a man or a woman, for that matter. Especially if you're a little marsupial. Little marsupial out in the desert. You're going to be dead. You're going to be murdered. Not even eaten. Just murdered. Why? Because cats are assholes. And they're everywhere. There's some studies, maybe, I could be making this up, but they've killed about 60% of small wildlife in the Australian outback. Not only that, these sons of bitches are getting bigger. Massive feral cats. People are mistaking them for bloody pumas, leopards, jaguars. I mean, this is out of control. We need a new Pope Gregory the Ninth. He knew what was up. He said cats were the devil. And he had basically all black cats throughout Europe killed. Sure, 10 years later, it may have led to the Black Plague. But, you know, in the long run, that probably wasn't a bad thing. Helped knock global warming back a little bit. So I think it's just meant to be. I think we need a new Pope Gregory the Ninth to decree a fatwa. I think I got the wrong religion here on cats. So those bosses, they're out of control. Not long before they take a baby. Forget about dingoes. Oh, glorious dingoes, so close to dogs. Forget about them. These giant feral cats, they'll be snatching babies left, right, and center. Oh, the humanity. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure there's a nail in the metaphorical coffin of all cats. But the only cat I can think of that ever came to fame for doing something other than jumping in a fish tank and fucking itself up, stealing shit off someone else, or just in general not being able to close that gap when he jumps because he didn't realize about friction, his furry little paws and a nice smooth surface, is that damn cat in the old people's home. You know the one skill it had? It went and sat near people that were going to die that day. Now, I'm not going to get into causation, but let's assume this cat was not killing them, but just knew when they were going to die. That can't be very comforting. Everyone knew what was going on. Son of a bitch cat just smugly walks into your room, sits on your lap. 24 hours later, you're dead. That's not very helpful. It's not very nice. Cats are assholes. Dogs, on the other hand, they'll sniff out a bomb, they'll sniff out cancer, they'll sniff out drugs, take that any way you want. Dogs are just good guys, and girls. Bitches, even. 50% of them, probably. But you know what? They're man's best friend. Cats are assholes. Alright, I'm out of scotch, and out of ideas. So I'm calling this one tonight. Farewell.